With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callion.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Woo, an occasion.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us here, this post 4th of July podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we're independent.
You know what? Somebody
sort
said,
of, kinda.
Somebody said, wrote that, that the 4th of July was white people getting free from fancier white people.
What? From fancier white
from
people?
From fancier white people.
Fancy seems to be the word of 2021. I feel like all I ever hear is fancy this, fancy that. Like, this is fancy. When did we all become so, it feels like like a very country, like a very like small town thing to say, you know, uh-huh. like so-and-so is fancy. So does that mean, how did white people have an internal divorce? What
they
are you talking
did. About? Like they got free from some fancier white people and then decided to then come here, be here, and exude all of that ownership and oppression on others.
Okay, you right. See, I see. Old white people. You mean right. From July 4th, 1776.
Yeah.
I thought you meant this weekend.
No.
So I was confused. I was like, did I miss something this weekend where white people said no to white people? Like, you're talking about, right.
They threw off the yoke of oppression from them and threw it on people like us.
It's called passing the yoke.
That was passing the yoke.
They were passing the yoke. Instead of paying it forward, it's passing the yoke forward.
Yeah.
Or to
yeah.
the side. Whatever. It was a lateral move for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because this year does feel different. We should we're going to get to it because first we need to say this. If thank you for joining us, and you should be subscribing and downloading all of the amazing podcasts here in the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
Yes.
Because they are amazing.
Yes. And if you haven't, you know I'm going to say it every week. If you haven't stopped and watched the virtual tour shows,
what is going on?
I pray for you.
Pray for you.
Yeah,
thoughts
yeah.
and prayers, because seriously, they're hysterical. And
you're missing out laughter and fun that you could be having.
Oh my goodness.
That's
and,
right.
And it is so healing. Oh. I'm pretty sure it cures things.
Yep.
I'm like, as a comedian, I'm like 98% sure.
And we want to thank everyone who is a Frangela Patreon. Thank you. Thank you, child.
Because my landlord thanks you.
Yes.
Because that was the only way he was getting any money.
And we thank all the new subscribers that that came on board this past week. We appreciate
we really,
you
truly
and
appreciate
welcome.
It. And thank you.
If you haven't become a Frangela Patreon, you can go to patreon.com, put in Frangela, and join up. And for that, you'll get 3 micro idiots every week. And I think you've got over 250 to keep you laughing.
Dude, catch up. Micro idiots are there. Each idiot story alone. So if you've ever sent us an idiot story and you feel like we haven't done it, that's where we're doing it. We're going through the stupid stack.
Yeah.
And we're nowhere. We haven't even made a dent.
Not even.
Because stupid don't sleep.
No, it don't. And if you want a specialized video from Frangela, go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and guess what? You'll get that.
That's right. It may be a happy birthday or a pep talk or a I love you or a I quit or a please stay off my lawn. Whatever you need.
Yep. And you can join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Facebook at the Frangela Duo page for the Idiot of the Week Live, where we act a fool.
We do Idiot of the Week Live, so you can watch us. And hear us.
Yes.
It's kind
yes.
of amazing. It's like a week ahead, too. So it's like you get the jump on dumb.
Yes. And always join us every Friday on the 3rd hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the
Black Power Hour.
What happens?
That is where Stephanie Miller transforms beautifully and mysteriously into Stephanie Mills. And somewhere we believe Stephanie Mills becomes Stephanie Miller.
Aww.
Although we can't prove that part of it.
You know what? I feel like a gentle breeze comes across my mind every time you say it.
Because it's a beautiful process.
It's beautiful.
It's a Kuna Matata.
It is. It's a metamorphosis of the highest degree.
It really is.
Okay, here we go. We are 6 months after the insurrection.
Like to the day.
To the day, which is why this entire podcast, I believe, is going to be about the fucking insurrection that we're still are trying to get a
all
fucking
things flow from it, I think.
Oh my God. You know what? First of all, I'm from the west side of Chicago. And I know when you getting played. I know when somebody's getting played. And I'm going to tell you something. The Democrats are getting played in this moment. And it's not our fault. It's not. It comes from, I'm going to start here. It comes from being people who actually play by the rules.
Yes.
And respect them. And I feel like all that's happening right now is that we keep going back to the drawing board and saying, hey, you know what? We'd like to, you know, investigate. And people are coming out going, you know, what the fuck? What? And here we are over and over and over again begging our oppressors to stop oppressing us.
Yes.
And they're, and here's the thing. They're not going to. They never will. They will never, they're never going to stop. And it doesn't matter if their guy sent somebody to kill them, which he did.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is a number of things. Number one, this is, Francis will tell you, I am fond of saying this phrase, hear the no.
Yes.
Hear the yes.
That's right.
Hear the answer, because answers come in many forms.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you. Preach, if I can say that to myself. The point, often what happens is, and I can give you, I'll dumb the example down to our own personal lives. We were in a group that was functioning, that was improvising together. It was a very funny group, and we were doing very well.
I know. The moment you said we were in a group, I was like, oh, I know where this is going.
That's right. And we had a few members who had stopped showing up.
That's right.
They were, it started with them just being a little bit late, then a lot late, then basically walking in and walking on stage, sort of. And then they just didn't come to some shows.
That's right.
And so I was hearing the no.
Right.
And so at our next sort of meeting, I was like, okay, so moving forward, we are down these people.
That's right.
And I remember everybody meeting me with this, what do you mean?
Right.
They're in our group. I'm like, no, they're not. They're not showing up. And they're like, but they haven't quit. I go, haven't they? Because they didn't send a letter. You're right. They didn't call and say it, but quite frankly, they're cowards.
Yeah.
And this is their way of quitting. They're doing everything they can to quit.
And here's the thing. When you confront them,
right?
They go, no,
no,
I don't feel that way. But Angela and I had this conversation motherfucking this morning.
Yep.
Which is, I don't care what your intentions are.
Thank you.
I don't give a fuck what you think.
What you meant to say. Or what you meant to have happen.
That's right. The only thing I can go on are your actions.
Thank you. I have been and we've all been there, and this happens a lot around these issues of racism. People will say, well, how do you know that the person had racist thoughts or racist intentions? I don't know what goes on in their head. And there's a strong possibility that they don't know.
That's right.
You know what's going on in their head. And they don't understand all their motivations. I can only deal with what they did. And I can only deal with the information I do have, you know? And the information I do have is, on January 6th, there was an organized insurrection attempt. It was organized by a group of people, some of whom were going to speak at it.
That's
where
right.
Where the president, who had just lost an election not that long ago, and had not been, he's still in office, though. He's still the president, was speaking at that rally, encouraged them to go down there, participated, had an oath keeper on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit back here and tell me that these things didn't happen, they demonstrably did.
That's right.
And whether or not, whatever people's intentions were or were not, this is what happened. So.
And there's fallout.
Thank you.
Afterwards. You know what? Let me start here with the Capitol Police. All right? They're saying that they need a radical restructure.
Wait a minute. Francis, you're kidding me.
First of all,
they don't really think there's anything to address inside their own ranks, do they? Why are they jumping to these conclusions?
This is a quote from Representative John Katko, a top Republican. He goes, they need a radical restructure. They need to decouple it from any political structure whatsoever. Let me tell you something. First of all, looking at this poor black woman that they put in charge afterwards.
Post-insurrection.
But
she gets to go to the damn hearing.
That's right. Which makes it seem as though,
that's
publicly,
right,
as if it's her fault that she gets called out on the carpet for it, that it was her mishandling. And I don't care what you say, that's what it looks
because
like.
Because the person did mishandle it, he quit.
That's right.
He stepped down, as he should have.
Right.
But he also did it timely enough, and I don't know why we can't still call him in.
That's right.
I'm confused about why we're calling in the person who's in after and not the person who was there then. It was Chief Steve Sund.
Yes.
He resigned after January 6th. I don't understand why he isn't still the person we're dealing with about it, but
now we're looking at more than 75 officers have left since January 6th at a rate of about 3 per week.
I don't give a fuck.
And let me tell you probably why. Because the people that have been hired, i.e. the Congress, that they're supposed to protect, are not protecting them. And I think that after day in and day out, if I had to come into my job where I was attacked, beaten,
trying to kill.
My fellow co-workers have been killed. And suffering, the people who are, the PTSD, I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now two that suicides that we cannot, we've still not heard, and not that we can, I don't know what we can hear about them.
You know, and now that they're showing the more and more video every day, right?
That shit was insane.
And you're looking at those like flashing lights and the people screaming at them. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And you know what?
With thin blue line flags in their hands.
That's right, that they beat them with.
Here's my thing about this, though, with the Capitol Police. Let me say this. The Capitol Police want to do what everybody wants to do, which is they want to eat their cake and have their cake and eat it too. They aren't subject to the same Freedom of Information Act rules that other places are. So we're not able to get information from them. If you don't want to be treated like a political entity, don't act like one.
That's right.
So that means you need to treat yourself like a real police department. And I am more than willing to treat you like a real police department when you act like one first. Let me say that. Two, in terms of not being supported, not only have you not being supported, you've been actively attacked by these people who are now trying to tell you that it was a tourist event.
That's right.
Didn't happen, which is a part of their own PTSD. But understand, and I do ask this question, Francis and I talked about this a lot, obviously. I remember I was talking to you about how, and we've mentioned it on the podcast before, but I think it bears saying it here. I believe that if this were any other organization, if this were the post office and this had gone down at the post office, we would not have asked those postal workers to go back in and finish their shift.
No.
And we would not. And I'm glad that they did. But understand that the house is not. No, they haven't closed for this. They haven't stopped. They haven't. And I get that there's a reason for that. But the reality is that every single one of these people has been through an incredibly traumatic event. Kevin McCarthy, who I fucking hate, has been through an incredibly traumatic event, one where he begged the president, and we know he did, to stop and intervene. And the president said, well, I guess you should have been a different kind of Republican.
Yeah.
So, and now what they're doing is the absolute worst thing you can do psychologically when somebody's gone through a traumatic event, which is deny that it happened.
That's right.
It's, I got raped. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
It is, that's what, they're not only, are they, so they're doing that to themselves, they're doing it to the Capitol Police, and there's a political reason for it. But the problem with that is that we, all of this stuff gets meshed in. So now I look at Mitch McConnell, of course he's not, there's no such thing as bipartisan. Hear the no, is what I'm saying. He's been, Mitch McConnell's been saying no since Obama. There's no, he's never,
he ain't never said yes.
Merrick Garland was his idea. Yeah. I don't know how many times I have to keep saying this. Merrick Garland, and also the Democrats, we'll get to this, but like, the reality is the Capitol Police, yes, they're not supporting you. Not only are they not supporting you, they're actively organized and helped abet an attack against you. And they are now holding up funding.
Yes,
and
$2 billion
to improve your work and make your work easier. They are doing everything they can. They'd like to dismantle you. Why? Because they are complicit in the attempted takeover of this country. And they are this is an ongoing insurrection. And I need everyone, when you see OAN airing Trump's speeches, when you see these people organizing, put in your head Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to use that because I don't know who I can say that everybody might be able to get a picture of in their head, right, even if that picture is actually Denzel Washington.
Right.
Like that's as close as we can maybe get. Ask yourself, would this be how anybody would handle this?
That's right. Had Malcolm X called for an insurrection
on this had happened. Is there any way in hell? And understand, and this is something that I've hesitated to say it, but I'm going to say it. The only person that the police shot at and killed was a woman.
That's right.
There were very few women there.
That's
but
right.
But the only person. Now, meanwhile, they're getting beat to death. We're watching. Now, that was when they got into the interior of the building, but she's surrounded by other people.
Yeah.
And I don't, this whole women and children, you know, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, I don't think that's an accident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that what we're talking about in these structures is there is, like, she, at the end of the day, they didn't shoot another white guy.
No. You know what? And that's the thing
that
kills me.
They protected them. They're still protecting them.
This is what kills me. The police would have rather had be beaten themselves.
That's right.
Than to attack a white man.
Defend themselves against them.
That's what I'm saying.
Because we have had shooting after shooting of black people for the perception that they might be attacked.
The blackness on their skin was the threat, girl.
Breonna Taylor was asleep and she was a threat and nothing happened. Nobody's been charged. In fact, that was a correct. The police were fine in that. The only thing is they should have refrained from their bullets hitting other apartments.
Yeah.
But the people who had, who were not in any criminal danger, who hadn't done anything and was asleep, that person, that was totally, that went the way it was going to go. And they, it didn't have anything to do with them being black. Bullshit.
Yeah.
But I look at this and I'm like, ask yourself over and over again. When I see, when we all see black people, George Floyd is dead over the perception he might have passed a bad $20 bill.
Yeah.
He's one man. Four cops sat on him and one sat on his neck till he died.
Yeah.
That is, they're convicted murder. That he's a convicted murderer. One, Chauvin, and the other three, I don't know what's going to happen to them, but it better be good.
Yeah.
I mean, and better be appropriate. I look at the situation and I'm like, here's the deal. These people, you're either complicit directly or after the fact. But the Republicans, and in particularly Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, in my view, are accessories after the fact to this insurrection, if not before.
Here's just to remind you of the quote of what McCarthy himself said on January 13th. Quote, "The president bears responsibility. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding." That's somebody who talked to him on the day.
Instead, remember, what did Trump do? He went out and after begging people, multiple people begging him to say something to them, what did he say? "We love you."
That's right. That's right. And I'm telling you, I'm watching us get played. And we're getting played in the longer. My issue here is the longer we don't do anything about it, the longer that we allow stations like OAN to go out here and carry these messages and carry the big lie, the bigger the hole becomes.
Ask yourself what the FBI would be doing right now if the Black Panthers or if the Nation of Islam had a radio and TV network where they were spewing to get rid of the government and saying that the election was literally, I can't.
Yeah.
We would not, we are watching people actively organize
to dismantle our democracy and government,
and we are allowing the Republicans. Here's the deal: Francis and I have talked about it, and I think we are on the same page. I don't think the Republicans are going to appoint anybody to this so-called commission.
Yeah, you know, and I said that I expect the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Josh Hawley,
the crazy
QAnon, and then Nancy's got to say no, and then they get to say, "Well, we're not going to appoint anybody because you didn't like who we had, the Republicans we had to offer."
Who? And I have to say this: who the fuck cares? You don't need them. Stop acting like you're going to get consensus on this. These people are selling, hear the no.
Yes.
They are not going to acknowledge reality, because if they do, then they have to acknowledge their own complicity in it. Then they have to acknowledge the fact that they are only doing what they're doing for really, really bad purposes. And they're not going to do that. And I'm not saying people aren't capable of change, but what I do know is that it's not our job, or our, we don't have the ability to sit around and try to change who Kevin McCarthy is.
Yeah.
Vote him out. Run, people. Like, what the fuck? Every time I leave this house, they trying to recall some Democrat in the state of California.
Yeah.
Recall him.
Yes.
Like, get on this. Utilize your democracy. And that is on us. It's the same thing I've always said about our union. Our union sucks. SAG-AFTRA sucks. It all went SAG when they were, it was awful when they were apart, and it's worse that they're together.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, every time I say that, what I say to myself is that I suck. And I don't mean that in the big journal self-hating, bad mental tape way. But what I mean is, we have to take responsibility for our organizations.
That's right.
If we are Democrats and this is our party, we have to take responsibility for it.
Well, you know what? I want to talk about that when we come back from this break.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy?
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X, since 2014, has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their Love at First Wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to TomboyX, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is so much going on in the world that can make it difficult to relax and decompress.
You've experienced the Sunday scaries, that feeling of dread in the pit of your stomach that comes on Sunday afternoons.
Now, here's a totally different Sunday scaries, vitamin-boosted CBD gummies. And you don't even have to wait until Sunday night rolls around.
Self-care is so important, and Sunday scaries is here to help.
Sunday scaries believes that everyone deserves a hand on a difficult day.
So if you're looking for a way to decompress, Sunday Scaries has you covered with their CBD products.
Visit SundayScaries.com and use promo code SEXYLIBERAL, all one word, at checkout to get 25% off your order.
That's 25% off at SundayScaries.com with promo code SEXYLIBERAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These products are not for use by or sale but to persons under the age of 18.
Welcome back. So before the break, we were talking about taking responsibility of our party.
Right.
And it is a difficult thing right now because, as I was talking to Angela before the podcast, talking about our trauma, talking about, you know, everybody's come through 4 years of Trump, come through a fucking pandemic, and now everybody
wants... And we're still in it.
We're still dealing with an insurrection. We're still dealing with the pandemic. But people want a sense of quote-unquote normalcy, and they need a break. And I understand that. But the problem that we have is that these are not self-regulating, sustaining systems.
No, there are systems and we have to be involved. And
that's
what Resist is really about.
Yes.
It's about being involved. And in terms of this week, I think, and we'll get to this, but I'll just say it here. In thinking about it, what we were thinking is that what's really important is that we all take responsibility for what, for our party or for, you know, the party that we're, you know, I'm not at base. I think I know I am left of the Democrats, but that is the party that I am supporting.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you know, it's beyond just knowing who your representatives are and knowing them at all levels. Know who your local DA is. Take a look into them. Like, if everybody could this next week, especially, you know, as ongoing, really take some responsibility for understanding what's going on in your community at the very smallest level.
Yes.
You know, from your block or school district or whatever on up. And then say to yourself, okay, I'm going to be active in addressing the issues. I think, number one, the Democrats are unfortunately continuing to govern for the way things might be in the future and not the way they are right now.
Right. Yeah, that we're governing for what we want as opposed to the way it is.
Yeah, and out of fear and out of concern for future issues. Like when people say, and I see Nicole Wallace say this to every single time she talks to a Republican who about their insurrection, and they say, and about, you know, what's going on in the Republican Party, and they will agree. It's horrible. It's awful. I don't know what to do. Like that young guy out of Texas who lost. And he was really disillusioned. And it was really interesting because it had just happened and he actually wasn't ready for this interview, I think. But she said to him, so what do you do now? You know, you were running on this law and order and I'm going to tell the truth about what happened and this is wrong and these aren't Republican values. This isn't law and order. This isn't this. And he said, yeah, but people rejected it. So I guess I just, you know, stay out of it. Basically, he was like, don't vote. Don't whatever. And she was like, whoa, wait. Why would you stay out of it? Because, well, I can't vote for a Democrat. She goes, you can't vote for, and she literally was like, you can't vote for a Democrat when the other choice is a fascist. And I think that is the thing. And I have very close friends, people I've said this to. I was like, I need you to stop and listen to what you're saying. You're like, well, I don't believe in abortion or this or that. I go, in the face of people who are saying they don't want a government.
That's right.
That they don't want people to vote. That they want to decide on, quote, quality voters.
Mm-hmm.
That they want to take away your rights and everybody else's rights. You're telling me that you can't vote for a Democrat.
Yep.
You're just going to stay out of it, which is the same thing as voting for the Republicans at this point.
Yes.
It's like, that is not okay. And we have got to get on that. We've got to get on telling people, look, it's not okay.
Well, I like that. I think Biden is giving a speech in a Trump county district in Ohio sometime in the next 24, 48 hours. But this is what we have to do. We, as this party, has to go out and do better PR.
Yeah.
And I've been happy
that some of the PR they've done.
Yes. And in these deep red districts, we have got to fight back. Right now, my husband, God bless him, has been watching OAN every weekend and watching Trump give his speeches. And he was like, because I need to know what the enemy is doing. And they
make it easy.
And here's the deal. Right now, Trump is running for president.
Yes.
Right now, that he has never stopped running for president.
No, he's running for president of a country that doesn't exist.
He thinks he's
being reinstated in August.
But here's my thing. There used to be a time in this world that if you lost, you went the fuck home.
Yeah.
You set the fuck down.
That's right.
This is a new world order. What we have learned about Republicans now, and I believe that they're going to get this message from Trump on down, that from now on, if they lose, it doesn't mean that they lost.
No, because this is the thing. They've been governing for getting the power and keeping it.
That's right.
Now, they've spent the last 30 years creating. They complained about a liberal media. So what they made their own media.
Yeah.
And that went unchallenged.
That's right.
What did they do? They started, okay, we can't win the presidency. Well, we're in everything underneath it. So they own the state legislatures and the governorships and all of that. So what they've learned is we don't need to have the president. We don't need to have the office of the executive
to still
do what they're doing. We're playing on their agenda and their time frame. Fuck them. Hear the no. Move forward. Get the votes. Stack the court. Get rid of the filibuster. Because as I say this, we're just reading an article about Republicans trying to redistrict right now.
Yep.
In time to get another representative in. Was it Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Texas. They're trying to create another district. It wasn't Texas. Just last second ago, I'll find it.
Yeah.
But this isn't like in the future they might, according to the census, blah, blah, like right now, because what the thing is that they don't worry about is how it looks in the future or how it'll come back to bite them, or they don't care. Because you would think that stopping a president from getting a Supreme Court pick should have been something that didn't happen. But it was the black president.
Right.
And they weren't going to give it to him no matter what he did. And they made that exceptionally clear. And then what they do, they got three picks.
Yeah.
Like literally, we have got to govern what the country we're in, not the country we wish we were in.
Yeah. So as we're sitting here, the reality is that make D.C. a fucking state.
Puerto Rico.
Guam, goddammit. And find anybody else who's unincorporated and be like, hey, you want to come into this country?
Make them a state now if they want it now. Put more judges on the Supreme Court because this shit is bullshit. You know, and that has got to stop. The Supreme Court has always been an institution that I have a huge amount of dislike for.
Yeah.
But this court is literally attacking. And this, I read this article yesterday, was trying to evaluate the Supreme Court and saying, well, they're doing some good things and some bad things. No, they're not.
No.
Like the reality is their agenda is to stop, to not be in line with the population, and Roberts is what's the word that they always use about they don't want Supreme Court justices to be. They don't want them to make new law.
Right.
To be, I forget the word. It's like activist judges basically. But and that's exactly what he is, and it's exactly what he did.
Yep.
And what they just did to the vote with voting rights is say fuck you.
Yep.
We don't want you to have them. So here's the deal, Democrats. We need to make our representatives know at every level what it is we want, and think about what you want. You know, what I want is I want the people I govern to govern like they're in office because they the fuck are.
Yep.
So I want us to move forward. You don't need the Republicans to do this. Let them sit there and cry and scream and not be a part of it. You don't need to investigate it. Do the work. Call it what it is. And stop thinking that they're about to compromise.
Because that's not happening.
They've said it directly.
Stop asking. You know, it makes me feel like and I hate even using this term, but the unpopular, not pretty girl asking the guy for a date. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not gonna happen.
Just they've said it.
Stop begging.
Begging. Our agenda is to say no to whatever you want, even when it's something we said we wanted. They don't care. Their agenda is just to say no because they're not about supporting this government. They don't want this government.
Yeah.
They just want to be in charge. They don't want democracy. They're fascists. us. They're autocrats.
They don't want to date us, y'all.
Yeah, like seriously, he's just not that into us. Like, yes. That's how it is, dude. We were in the movie. Trust us on this.
Yes.
They're just not into democracy. They're not into us. Hear it.
Then that is our final word. I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word. We want to thank you again for tuning in. And please follow us on the social medias at Frangela Duo and at Idiot Week. And a big thank you. And we love you to our amazing producer, Laura. We love you.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun. Because you deserve the truth.